And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company, where Captain Bobby will pick up things that catch fish. He'll tell us what those are right now. It's the star of the show from 18 Fishing Adventures, Captain Bobby Aprescotto. Hey, man.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. And, got a little taste of that late summer fishing, maybe early fall fishing the other day. So it's whetted my appetite for what's to come.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad you got a chance to get out there. I know how much you love it, and you're right. That's where we're headed. I mean, that's where we're at, and that's where we're headed, anything is cooler than it was a few weeks ago, so you can kind of feel this cooling down, especially early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
And now we're getting a few of these little afternoon showers and stuff that are coming through in certain parts. So basically that's all helping to bring that water temperature down a little bit too and head it towards that fall pattern that we're looking forward to. Everything's in good shape. There's a lot of clear water and high salinity water way up in the bay and on up into the delta. And of course, the Sound has stayed clear all summer, so all that's set perfectly. And then I was very pleasantly surprised. We ran out of Dog River the other day, and I was shocked to see how many shrimp I saw, in Dog River itself and then further up the bay. So, all those things are really starting to come together, hopefully maybe for a good fall at the northern end of the bay and up into the delta, as far as like what's going on right now, we're kind of still in that same pattern for me as far as like fishing in the morning. We had a couple more that particular morning. We caught some fish on topwater early and then lucked into one of those bird schools a little further up the bay. And that ran some numbers up big time, as you well know. You hit one of those, man, you're a hero. But what was fun was that topwater bite too early in the morning, because you're typically catching bigger fish when you're doing that, these are all things to me that are kind of telling me that we're heading towards kind of that transitional period that always starts to happen. This time of year, and probably for another month or so, we'll go into that summer to fall transition.
You're talking about the bird schools, too, and this time of year that happening. All bird schools, I guess, aren't created equal. So talk about that, because you could come up on some that may not be speckled trout or white trout, but that doesn't mean the next one isn't. Kind of describe that.
That's exactly right, and that's a great point because the last comment you just made there is one of that's the main thing you have to remember is you can't run past them, because it's amazing. You can get frustrated on, stop on two of them, set your drift up, make a few casts. By the way, a few casts is an operative word there. It doesn't take you long to find out if you're on gaff top or mm-hmm. small specks or white trout. They'll tell you pretty quick, but you have to stop when you see something like that going on. The main thing, too, the other thing is I kind of watch the bird behavior. The laughing gulls are the real key. Those are the ones with the solid black heads. Those are the ones I really like to see. You'll see those hovering in groups of five or six, and then all of a sudden three or four of those at the same time will go down. That, to me, is true. That's really how trout are feeding, that causes them to feed like that. And the other good thing about them being laughing gulls is you don't necessarily always have to see them before you can hear them. So
when
you hear those things making that noise, open up your eyes, carry a pair of cheap binoculars. I keep them laying on, especially this time of year, laying up on my dash. You can save yourself a lot of time and a lot of gas, by making sure you're chasing the right schools.
All right. Tell folks if they want to get that education firsthand about getting a trip booked with you.
Go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website. We got a couple more weeks anyway left on our Beat the Heat special, even though it's really not too hard to beat it right now. But you can go that, or just look at, we can give you the calendar for the rest of the year and let you pick out some good tide dates and some good moon dates.
Good stuff. Get out there and enjoy it. Captain Bobby, we'll do it again next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And that guy, my buddy, Captain Bobby Aprescotto of 18 Fishing Adventures. Big thank you.